scuttles in like a fat guinea pig. Never offering us the price of a drink for our services and helping him home. He's off to Padsahi jail, says I to the others. Otheris took up the tale. Just then, little Balduk came up, who was the son of one of the artillery grooms. He would have made a heavenly newspaper boy in London, being sharp and fly to all manner of games. He had been watching us putting Mr. Binira into his temporary barouche, and he says, what have you been doing, off Sahib, says he. Leroyd caught him by the ear, and he says, "Is," went on Leroyd, "a young mon. That mon's going to have guns out Thursday tomorrow, and there's more work for you, young man. And I'll see the tack-a-tat and lookery and write that dumbest to Patsil jail. Could that here hacker and tell driver in your lingo that you're going to tack his place. And so don't speak to Bat and his little mon. Drive to hacker into Patsil jail into Waver. Leave Tassib there and run home. And here's a rupee for that." Then Mulvaney and Otheris spoke together in alternate fragments, Mulvaney leading. "He was a knowing little devil, was Baldu," he says, "bout atchy and cuts, with a wink in his eye. But he says there's money to be made, and I wanted to see the end of the campaign. So he says we'll double out to the Padsey jail and save the little man from being decoyed by the mother in Baldu, and turn up like rescuers in a Victoria melodrama. So we doubled for the jail, and presently there was a devil in a hurush behind us and three boys in grass cuts."